You're listening to Radio Diaries.
Testing 1 2 1 2.
Hi, this is Tembi.
Let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh.
My name is Randy Cooper.
My name is Amanda.
They call me Weasel.
This is Christelle.
Hi, this is Laura.
This is Sergeant Furman Camel.
My name is Joseph G. Pine.
And I'm Joe Richman. This is the Radio Diaries podcast. As always, if you're a fan of our work, please consider making a donation at radiodiaries.org. Today on our podcast, I want to introduce you to Juan.
My name is Juan. I'm 36 years old.
I met Juan when he was 19 and living in the small town of Laredo, Texas, in a trailer he shared with his parents and 9 brothers and sisters. Juan had crossed the border illegally from Mexico a few years earlier. I gave him a tape recorder and asked him to keep an audio diary.
I remember I used to look like a TV reporter, but I liked it. You know, to me, it was like I was doing something cool, something important. And I was like, maybe, 20 years from now, I'll be talking about this. I honestly believe that.
Juan's story was part of our Teenage Diaries series that airs on NPR. This year, I've been working with Juan on a follow-up story about his life now.
It's kind of funny because, you know, I started doing these stories when I was a teenager myself. And now I have a teenager on the family, you know, my daughter. So I guess I'm getting old.
A lot happens in 16 years. Juan's story, along with 4 other new diaries, will air in March on All Things Considered, in a week-long series called Teenage Diaries Revisited. Today, take a listen to Juan's original teenage diary from 1996.
Probando, testing, uno, dos, tres. Okay. Here I am, my name is Juan. How are you all doing? Oh, I love that music. Well, I'm just sort of looking around here and I walk around my house. I'm passing the living room. Here's the table. And there's my dad and my mom sitting at the kitchen.
Sí, por eso siempre aquí Juan de Dios nomás gordo y gordo y gordo en todos gordos.
Mama, I just work you about something you maybe you don't know, because my nickname here is Gordo, which means fat, since I was born fat. And that's my nickname, and even though I'm not fat anymore, they will call me that through the rest of my life.
What's up?
What's up?
Here are all my brothers, sitting on my bed, looking at my fat-ass brother, my dumb-ass cousin, and my sister. You can hear I love him very much. My family lives in a trailer house. We're 7 brothers and 3 sisters. And this trailer house is, I think, it's about 50 feet long. It's a big trailer house, but for 12 people, we feel crowded here. We got 3 bedrooms, but you know, when the night comes, we all sleep wherever. We sleep on the floor, kitchen, whatever, man. And where I live is called El Cenizo. This is a small little town. About half a block down is located the Rio Grande River. And sometimes it's funny. You see, we came all the way from Zacatecas about 18 hours. Used to come 300 feet into the United States. What's up? This is me again. I'm just here at the backyard of my house, and you say you want to kind of know a little about my life and what's going on right now here in my house is that we're having some problems. And I'm just feeling bad, and you see, my dad is working.
Now he's got this job that only pays around 160 a week. Come on. What is 160 a week for a big family like us? This is kind of hard to say, but sometimes we don't even have food on the table. Like, I haven't eaten anything. I mean, went straight to the kitchen and tried to look for something to eat. And up in the refrigerator is empty. Man, I just hate this situation, man. It's hard for me because I have already finished high school and I got my diploma, and I'm just hanging around, you know. I would cry, but if I cry, I will be more hungry. I wish I could do something. There I go, that was one of my rocks. Rio Grande, the famous Rio Grande. I can actually touch the water. Looks beautiful, man. It's pretty amazing. It's like just looking down there and the other end of the water, you know, and imagine me, you know, I'm Mexican and I'm just looking at my country right now, and I'm here in the U.S. It's like kind of amazing, you know. Like my father once used to say, look, there's Mexico. Well, it was just a little joke, you know. Oh, here, there's people coming. I wanna see what's up.
Juan! La ven, güey.
Oh man, look at that. It's a dead body. It's a dead body going down the river. Man, look at that. Floating in the water. Going down the river. Face down. I've never seen a dead body. Well, I have seen dead bodies, but not going down the river, you know. Now I'm just thinking, it's gonna happen to that man's family, because I'm sure he was Mexican. He looked Mexican. He looked pretty young, and I'm sure that he was just that guy. Try to come across and get a good job and try to send some money to his family. But it's pretty sad. I came down the river to talk about life, about hope, about the dream of a better, of the future. And what I found was dead body. I hate that river. Hated man. In the backyard, and this is a clear, beautiful, clear night. Man, you should see this moon. It's big, shiny, beautiful moon. So I just was walking outside, and I came back home, and I started thinking about some things.
And at this moment, I realized something, that I'm not a kid anymore.
and I want to be acting like a man. So,
since I got nothing left here, you know, I got no place to work here, and I need to help my family, I had decided that I'll be going to Denver, Colorado. My brother's living there right now.
And he told me that he was trying to find a job for us and that we will find a job there. I mean, right now, that's the only way I have, going up to Denver. Time is not gonna wait for me. I gotta get things going.
Well, I'm here at the Grand Albert station. Just want to say goodbye. This is Claudia. Yeah, bye, Paluan. Yeah, adios. Te watch you. Yeah, adios, Carla. Yeah, adios. It's going to go for my mama.
Te acompaño donde quiera que te abra camino.
Yeah, yeah. Gracias, ma.
This is my little brother once again. Just want to say bye.
Bye.
Okay. It's time to go.
Well, this is it.
Four years ago, I came to the United States for the first time. I feel proud of myself, because, I mean, I come from Mexico, and I have achieved, you know, my high school diploma, something that a lot of kids that were born here, they're not able to do it. And that's why I see myself kind of special, you know. And that's one of the things that always keep me going, because I feel like I can do almost anything.
This story originally aired on NPR in 1996. In a few months, Juan will be back on the radio with a brand new diary.
Fast forward, and here I am, you know, 16 years later, with three kids and a wife and a house, doing it again.
The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you enjoy our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click donate. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.
This is Juan signing off, and I'm not going to say bye, but until later.